Hi, everyone. I'm Tanzina Vega, and this is The Takeaway. We just heard the latest on the Trump administration's Remain in Mexico asylum policy, and increasingly more of the people waiting in Mexico for asylum are from Cuba. And that's mainly because Cubans are experiencing one of the worst economic crises in the island's history. U.S. Customs and Border Protection says that more than 10,000 Cubans have come to the southern border since October, after the U.S. imposed sanctions on trade and tourism with Cuba. Those sanctions, along with the crisis in their longtime ally Venezuela, have isolated Cuba's economy and left Cubans facing shortages of food and basic necessities. Patrick Oppmann is Cuba correspondent for CNN, and he joins us now. Welcome to The Takeaway, Patrick.
Thanks for having me on.
So where are Cubans going and why?
Cubans are leaving, and they're pretty much going anywhere they can. You know, the economy has never been great. I've been in Cuba for 7 years, but in the time that I've lived there, never like this. So 3 hours before a supermarket opens, which are all government run, you'll see the line begin, and then people rush in and they fight over oftentimes the products, the few products that there are. And the government's trying to flood the markets with what they have. But because people have so little faith in what the government's telling them, it's not going to be that bad, that the economy, you know, is shrinking, but it's not going to be like the really dark period that happened after the Soviet Union collapsed and Cuba was left on its own. And so there is not a lot of faith in the government pronouncement. So people go in, they buy up everything they can to resell it or to hoard it. There was an uptick after the Obama opening where people at least had some hope if they weren't feeling the benefits. And now it's pretty much doom and gloom. And you are feeling the weight of the collapse of the economy in Venezuela because Cuba receives so much oil from them, and you're feeling the bite of the Trump sanctions, which are really starting to have an impact on the island.
In terms of migratory patterns that I think most people assume, Cubans, many of them, at least historically, have gone to Florida. Is that changing now? Are there migratory patterns that are showing more Cubans going to the southern border?
Yes. In the final months of the Obama administration, President Obama got rid of what's something that was called wet foot, dry foot, which gave Cubans really the ability to cut the immigration line. All they had to do was get to the U.S. And of course, it was a terrible, arduous journey. But once they stepped onto U.S. soil, then they were essentially allowed to stay. Now that they have to essentially either sneak into the country or ask for asylum, they're traveling like other migrants. So you have thousands of people who are attempting this, selling everything they have in Cuba and making a very difficult journey. And many of them are getting sent back because Cuba and Mexico this year signed an agreement that makes it much easier for Mexican authorities to deport Cubans. There is a sense now that people want to leave however they can.
So remind us again what the U.S. sanctions have been and what the limits on tourism are. Because I think just a year ago, if not more, we were seeing Instagram photos of everybody going to Cuba like it was just, you know, open. So to remind us again what those were.
So there was a fairly recent change that basically there are 12 categories. And you could check a box and you could, for the first time really in 50 years, get on a U.S. plane, Delta, American Airlines, JetBlue, and travel to Cuba. Or you could get on a U.S. cruise ship. Well, the Trump administration canceled the cruise ships, gave them a day. So Carnival, Royal Caribbean, and others. If they were in Cuba, they had to leave. If they were going to Cuba, they had to go somewhere else. And that's about half of the U.S. tourism that was coming to the island. And then they canceled a category, which is the most common category that Americans were using it to legally come to the island because there still is a travel ban. And that was called the people-to-people or the educational activities license. And there are other categories still, but most people don't qualify for them because you'd have to be going for religious reasons or competing in an athletic event or, like us, you'd have to be a journalist. So you can still go, but it's getting tougher and tougher. And what we're told is that the Trump administration is not done, that there will be a tighter grip on Cuba, and that, you know, the impact we're seeing is just going to get worse.
Patrick Oppmann is a correspondent for CNN based in Havana, Cuba. Thanks for being with us, Patrick.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.